We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel, which is the top of page Kuf Lamed Hey, the page after 268. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Ein Sibur Mispalin Tfilas Nedova Klal. A congregation cannot daven a voluntary tefillah at all. The Mishabura writes in Siv Katan Tes, De Ein Sibur Makriven Korban Nedova, Elo Lekeitz HaMizbeach Kesha Mizbeach Botel. Because the tzibur cannot bring a voluntary korban, except if it is l'keitz ha-mizbeach for like a dessert, a special treat on the mizbeach, when the mizbeach was bottled and it wasn't being used. V'zeu dover sheinu matzui, and that's something that was very uncommon. L'chein ein lehispalol shmona esrei keneged zeh. Therefore, one should not daven shmona esrei keneged the keitz ha-mizbeach because it was so uncommon. Avol yochid yochol lehispalol nedova ayidei chidush afilu betzibur. But an individual could daven a tefilas nedava with a chiddush, like we mentioned yesterday, even if he is in the tzibur. If you look at note 16, he writes, "Va'afilu im kol echad me'atzibur mispalal tefilas nedava." Even if every single individual from the tzibur is davening a tefilas nedava, the Ramban writes, "Shenechsheves l'tefilas yochid." That's considered tefilas yochid, and it's fine. It's mutter. V'rak chazaras hashatz nechsheves l'tefilas tzibur. Only repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, Chazaras HaShatz, that's considered Tefillah Tzibur, and that's Aser L'Espalel B'Nedava. Says the Mechaber Vayitim in Siv Dalet, which we mentioned yesterday in the Bir Halacha, HaRotze L'Espalel Tefillas Nedava, one who wants to daven a voluntary Tefillah, Tzoruch Shehe Makir Es Atzmo Zoriz V'Zohir, one has to recognize in himself that he's a Zoriz and a Zohir, V'Omid B'Dakdo Sheyuchal L'Chavim Mitfiloso Me'Rosh V'Atzof, and he has to evaluate his das, that he's able to have kavana in his davening from beginning to end. Avlim eino yochel lechavin yafa, one who is not able to mechavin well the whole entire davening. Karin and Bey, we call upon him, lama li rovziv chechem. Why do I need your abundance of sacrifices? V'halavai sheyuchel lechavin b'sholos tfilos akvus layom. It's enough that he should try to have kavana for his three tfilos. Don't be any more tfilos that he can't have kavana for. The Mishabura says in Sefkotun Yud, arotzil hispalo, rotzalom ra'afiluhu mispalo hanadova ayde chidish. This is even one who wants to daven a voluntary tefillah with a chiddush, still, unless he is on a level that he could have kavana the whole entire time, he should not do it. That is the end of Simen Kuf Zayin, and now we begin Simen Kuf Ches. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, To'o onenas v'lo hispalel shachris. Someone who made a mistake, or was an ones, and he did not daven shachris, mispalel mincha shtayim. He davens at mincha two times. Harishona mincha, the first one Esrei counts towards mincha, v'ashniya l'tashlumen, and the second tefillah he davens is the makeup for shachris. V'im hipech lo yotza yidei tefillah shehi tashlumen. If he switches it around and he mistakenly davens the first tefillah as the tashlumen, as the shachris, and then he davens mincha, he's not yotze the tefillah that's the tashlumen. So he's not yotze the shachris which he did first. V'tzarech lachzor u'lispal osa. And after the mincha, which was his second Shemoneh Esrei, he'll have to go daven another shachris, which would be his third Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein ha-din b'chol mokom she'tzarech l'hispalel tefillah v'sashlumen. And that is the din in all places where a person has to daven tashlumen. Anytime a person misses a tefillah, under the right circumstances that we will see, he davens the next Shemoneh Esrei two times. The first one is for that time that he's holding it now. If he misses shachris, he davens mincha, and then he goes and davens another Shemoneh Esrei for shachris. If he switches the order, so it's not good. He has messed up the tashlumen, and he'd have to do a tashlumen after the mincha that he davened second. Says the Mishabura in Sefkatan Aleph, To'a, a person made a mistake. Kavanoso la'afuke hezid. The Mechaber is coming to exclude from one who didn't daven on purpose, like we'll see later on in Sif Zayin, that he can't do tashlumen. Umi shelo hispalo machma shelo hoisa daitu nechona alav karoi. One who did not daven because his mind was not settled properly. After Shaloka din Osabaza, even though he did the wrong thing by not davening because he wasn't settled in his mind, like we learned earlier in Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, and in Simen Tzadiches Sif Beis, Mikomakom Ein Zeh Bechlal Mezid. Still, that person, even though he did the wrong thing, he's not considered Mezid, Umahani Le'ashlama. and it helps for him to do tashlumin. So a person who b'meizah didn't daven, he can't make it up. But a person who felt he wasn't in the right state of mind to daven, even though he should daven in that case, but if he didn't daven, that's not considered amazing, and he could make it up in the next tefillah. In note number one, he gives us a little summary of these halachas that we learned earlier. Shehizbar Shom, we explained over there, she'afshe l'chadchila yesh l'chavin b'chol ha'tefillah. Even though l'chadchila one should have kavanah for the whole davening, ach gam im yochol l'chavin rak b'ovos. But even if a person is only able to have kavanah in the first bracha, b'chol ofen yispal, he should still daven. V'odis bar Shom, we also explained over there, she'afshe l'chadchila yesh l'ispal b'mokom u'bezman shebehem yuchol l'chavin. Even though you should daven in a place and in a time that you could daven with kavana, ach gam kisheino yachol b'chol ofen yispalel. Even if you feel that the place or the time is not appropriate for you to have kavana, still you should daven. You shouldn't let zman tefillah pass. But if you did, so the Mishabura tells us over here, he told us over there as well, that you could still do tashlum and you're not considered a mezid. So that's ta'a to lafuke a mezid. Sivkatan beis, the Mishabura says, o ne'enas, or one who had an ones, kigon shehaya chola o shikur. For example, he was sick or he was drunk and he was unable to daven, like we'll see later on in Siv Ches. So those people are allowed to make it up by the next tefillah and daven tashlumen. Uleinyan onein she'over alav zman tefillah ad shekaver meso. In terms of an onein who had one of his krovim die and he missed zman tefillah because of the being osek in the burial. So ayin le'el b'simen ayin aleph sif aleph of mishnebura sham. So look what we learned earlier. What we learned over there is that if a person was an onein, the entire zman of the tefillah, which means from the time that the beginning opportunity of davening came till the end, if he was an onein the entire time, since he is patur mitefillah, he would not need to do tashlumen. Tashlumen is only when you're chayiv in davening, but you could not daven for whatever reason, for a good reason. So then we say do tashlumen. But if you weren't chayiv at all, so there is no tashlumen. We point that out over there, but it has to be that there was never a time that you were chayiv in tefillah. But if you became an onein 20 minutes after the zman started, even if you weren't able to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei during that time, you would still daven tashlumen because that would not be considered one who is patur. That would be considered an ones that you weren't able to daven the rest of the time that you had available. Says the Mishabura Vaitu, Misha bizman tefillah lo hayo lo mayim lirchotz yadav. One who, when the time for davening came, did not have water to wash his hands. Vayideze avar zman tefillah. And because of that, he missed out on the zman of tefillah. Gamzehu bichlal ones. That's also considered an ones. Vitzarech achakach lehispal shtayim. And he needs to make it up by the next tefillah and daven twice. However, ulechatchila einochon levatel tefillah mishumayim. However, like we mentioned many times, lechatchila one should not miss zman tefillah because he's lacking water, like we learned in Siman Tzadi Beis, Sifdalad of a Mishabura Sham Ayin Sham. And note 5, he reviews what we learned over there. Sham hisbayer, there the Mishabura told us, shekeshein lo mayim. When he doesn't have water, v'yesh chashi yavar zman tefillah, and there's a concern that you might miss zman tefillah, yenake yodov b'chom midei demenake v'yochol hispalel. That you just wipe your hands off on anything that can clean your hands, and you daven. You don't miss zman tefillah for water. But again, if one did, like we said earlier, by the person who wasn't in the right frame of mind to daven, he also did the wrong thing. But sometimes, if you did the wrong thing, we'll say you still have a tashlumen, because at least you had a reason. V'im osak b'tzorchei tzibur. One who is being osik in the needs of the tzibur, ayin le'el b'sov simen tzadigimu b'mishtabura. There we said, a machlokes, that most achronim say that there is no tashlumen, again, because you're osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, it really means you're potter. We brought from the Taz that you would be chayiv, because it's not really potter. You can sit like an ones, and there would be tashlumen, ayin shom. V'ayim b'prim agadim b'simen zeh. Shekosav, look in the Prima Gadam in our Simon who writes, Denochon Shigambaze Yispalo Achar Kach Lahashlim Matfilo Shechaserolo, that in this case where you were Osei B'tzorchei Tzibur and you didn't daven because of that, that it is appropriate to daven and make it up, Ach Baze Yispalo Osa B'taras Nedova, but you should daven that Tfilo B'taras Nedova, V'yechadish B'dover. And he also says that you should do it al Tanai, like we mentioned yesterday. I'd like to look at the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha says, Ta'o nenas, ta'o hainu shesovar shehispalel. The Bir Halacha says that when a person made a mistake, he didn't daven, it means he thought he davened. V'achakach nizkar shelo hispalel. And then he realized later he didn't daven and he already missed his man tefillah. O sheshochach lehispalel, or he totally forgot to daven. Like we'll see later on in Siv Ches. Kosav apri megadim, we had this quoted, I believe, yesterday in the notes. Nistapakti, I am in doubt, says the Prima Godim. Sofek hispalel shachris olo. A person is not sure if he daven shachris or not. V'over zman shachris. And now zman shachris ended. Im mashlima b'mincha olo. I am a subak, says the Prima Godim. about a person who was mesubak if he daven shachris, and now the zman of shachris ended, should he daven to minchas? The shema lo tiknu de mashlima be'avar zman el bavadai. Maybe they only established that you make it up in the next tefillah when the zman passed, when you for sure didn't daven. Velo besafek, but not when you're only besafek. In note 21 in the back of the sefer, he writes a similar shaila. Ukishem mistapik im amar tal umotar besoch halamid yomi tchila zman askarasa. We know that a person has to say the same talumotar, and for the first 30 days, if you're not sure if you said it, we assume you didn't say it, because we assume you did what you're used to. So in a case where you're mesubak, if you said the same talumotar within 30 days from the time you start saying it, and now you miss this zman tefila, Ratzi Pesach Frank says, Shechayev lachzor ulahashlim mitoras vaday. There, because since we say it's within the first 3 days, we assume you didn't say it. So even though you're in doubt, that's not considered a case of doubt. That's considered a case of vada not saying it. And you would, in fact, do tashlumin velo nechsha together suffik. That would not be considered a suffik. A suffik is only like the Bir Halacha says, a person pasha doesn't remember if he davened or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Gimel. We said a person who made a mistake or he was nenas and he didn't daven shachris. What about Kriyashma? Zok the Mishnah Berurah Ula Inyan Kriyashma im yesh lo tashlumin. Does Kriyashma have tashlumin? Ayin le'el sof simen unches ubameh shekasadnu shom in Mishnah Berurah that it is in fact a machlokes. V'ayin shom od the birchas Kriyashma ain lo tashlumin lo kli alma. Everyone agrees that birchas Kriyashma does not have any makeups. Even if you want to say the brachos when you are saying over kriyashma again, you want to say it again with the brachos, you do not say the brachos again. The lo tiknu chazal tashlumen elo l'tfila. Chazal were only mesakin tashlumen for tfila, shehi bakoshas harachamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Dalud. We said if you miss shachris, you daven mincha twice. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, Tashlumin, you're asking a good question. Alex asked, what about Psukei de Zimra? So, you're asking a good question in a great place, because we just passed note number 8, which I wasn't going to do, but note number 8 asks Alex's question. Look at note number 8. We'll just read the whole note, since Alex brought it up. Ha-mispalo tfilas tashlumin kosav ha-prisha shemekaba schar ki'ilu espalo bizmana. What a chiddush. The preacher says if you miss shachris, you daven mincha twice, you get schar for the shachris bizmana that you're davening at the time of mincha. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, she'enu mekabel schar k'tfilah bizmana. You get credit for tefillah, but not for tefillah bizmana, because l'maisa, it's not bizmana. Then in note 8 we write, v'im lo amar gamez psukei d'zimra. Exactly Alex's question. If you did not say psukei d'zimra, the Tehillah David writes, she'tzarech in. It needs investigation. Shemistimas haposkim mashma she'ein lehem tashlumin. From the posim it's mashma, there's no makeups for Psukei de Zimra. Ulechora lama lo yomram b'mincha kodem shemashlim es hashmon esrei. But lechora, why shouldn't you say Psukei de Zimra by mincha before you mashlim hashmon esrei? V'hari niskenu kedei lahaskir shivcho shomokom pamachas b'yom kodem atfila. After all, Psukei de Zimra was established that we should praise, say the praises of Hashem before we daven, so why shouldn't you do it? But it leads out tzarech in if it's tashlum of Psukei de Zimra, so it's not clear. Right, but it's normally before the davening, so now, should you do it before that davening or not? Correct. Zokti Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Dalad. Sif Dalad is going with that which the Mechaber says, if you miss Shachris, you daven Mincha twice. Ukeshu Shliach Tzibur, very important halacha over here, Alex. If you are the Chazin, Yotze Yidei Ashlomo B'mesha Machzer HaTfilah B'kol Ram. This is a very good Eitzah. That you're going to miss? This is a very good Eitzah. If you are the Shliach Tzibur, let me just finish this thought. If you are the Shliach Tzibur, your repetition of the Shmona Esrei out loud could count as your Tashlumin. V'yichavim bo b'shvil atzmo l'tashlumin. You should be thinking for yourself, this should count as Tashlumin. V'gam lahotzi bo mishein obaki. And like every Chazan is supposed to have in mind, that you're being motzi, anyone who doesn't know how to daven, but in addition, it's counting as your Tashlumin. And therefore, an Eitzah for anyone who might be embarrassed, if for whatever reason he missed Maariv one night, if he tries to get the Amr for Shachris, he doesn't have to be embarrassed to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei. He does his Chazor HaShatz, that counts as a second Shmoneh Esrei. In note number 10, he writes, U ba'arvish shebo ein Chazor HaShatz. by Mariv, where there is no repetition of Shemana Esrei, Kosov b'shal shuvas vayan Avraham, sheyashlem hashatz es tvilas mincha shehilzir b'sof ha-tvila, that the shliach tzibur should be mashlem the mincha that he missed after davening. Tehainu acharei kadosh tiskabel aleinu ubaruchu. So if the chazan missed mincha and he's davening Mariv, finish the entire Mariv and then go back and say another Shemana Esrei. Says, only if it's quick. Is it quick?
I don't we have to say Ashrei three times a day?
We're going to get to Ashrei shortly. We're going to get to Ashrei shortly. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan A. You're asking good, but we're going to address it shortly. We're not going to address it now. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Hey. We said if you miss Shacharis, you daven mincha twice. The ain dai sheyachaven lishmoa mishliat tzibur. Even though we just said if you are the shliat tzibur, that counts as your second tefillah, but if you're in the crowd, you can't listen to the chazan and have that cover your tefillah that you're missing. That won't work. So the ain dai sheyachaven lishmoa mishliat tzibur the lotzeis ba bishvil atzmo tashulman. That's not good enough. Bein avur arvis o shachris, whether it's four marv that you missed at shachris or four shachris at mincha. Needless to say, it won't work for mincha at marv. There's no chazar sashatz. Why doesn't it work? The lo tiknu sheyete v'chazar sashatz eladafka mish enu baki. Chazar sashatz was established only to be motzi those who do not know how to daven. Of course, if you are the one davening, so you could cover yourself as well. Umikomokom b'di'eved yotze im hoyoze b'shvil ha'shlomas tfilas arvis. But b'di'eved, you can be yotze with chazar sashatz at shachris if you're using it to make up a mariv. V'af al gav de b'simen kuf chav talad kaim olam da'afivu b'di'eved ein baki yotze b'chazar sashatz. Even though we hold, and we're going to see later on, that even b'di'eved, a baki, one who knows how to daven himself, can't be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Mikomokom bazeh shitashlum b'shvil tefilas arvis shirishus. But in this case, where you're only trying to make up a marv, which is anyway a rishus, kilo, it's more lenient. And in this case, we will allow you, b'di'evet, to rely on the chazar sashatz of shachris to count as your tefillah that you missed at marv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Here it gets very geschmack. So he said, if you miss Shacharis, you daven two minchas. The first one Esrei you say is for mincha. Now it's man of mincha. The first one Esrei is for mincha. The second one Esrei is for Shacharis. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Vav. Ki tzarech lahakdim tefila sheichovas shol v'tefilas atashlumin. You must say the tefila that is the chiyuv right now before the tefila that is the makeup. The imhipech Sifkaton Zayin. If you switched it around, it's not good. What does it mean you switched it around? Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Zayin. Pirish. Shehoisa bedaito shetehei harishona letashlumin. It's all a matter of what you are thinking, says the Mishnah Berurah right now. That if you are thinking that the first Shemoneh Esrei should be for tashlumin, lo yotza. The Shemoneh Esreis are identical. You're just thinking in your mind, this is the tashlumin, you're not yotze. Dulo tiknu rabbanon hashlama. The rabbanon did not establish tashlumin. Elo bizman his askus betfila chiyuvis v'lo kodem lachin. They only establish tashlumin when you're in the midst of davening. So you daven the chiyuv tefila, then you can put on tashlumin. But you can't put the tashlumin before you daven. Therefore, it does not work. You are not yotze. According to what we're saying now, even if you just have in mind that that should be the tashlumin first, you're not yotze. However, the yesh mefakvik in lomar, some argue and say she'ein tzarech lachzor ulhispalel. You would not have to go back and repeat the tashlumin tefila, even if you said it first. Elim kein gila daito b'feirish b'tfiloso. Unless you realized explicitly, you revealed your mind explicitly in your tefila. Shashnia hila shem chova v'harishona l'tashlumin. Only if it's clear from your words that the first one was tashlumin, not that you just thought it in your mind. What's an example where it's clear from your words? Ukigon shu motzei Shabbos. For example, you're davening two maariv at motzei Shabbos. The hivdil bashnia. You only put an atachon antano in the second one. The lo hivdil barishona kemoshe yisbayer. And you didn't say atachon antano in the first one, so you're clearly showing that the second one is your maariv and the first one's your mincha. So you revealed with your Shemoneh Esrei that the first Shemoneh Esrei is the tashlumin, that's when you're not yotzei. But if you daven two identical Shemoneh Esreis and you have in mind that one is for the tashlumin, the other one's for the chiyuv, that won't cause a problem according to the shita. That's the machlokas. Another example that they give in the back, in note number 13, you don't have to turn there, but it says again, if you're being mashlim at mincha for shachris, and you say sim shalom in the first one, you're Ashkenaz, and then you say shalom rav afterwards, so you're clearly showing that you're davening the shachris before the mincha, at zman mincha, that would be another example where you have revealed in your tefillah that you're doing it in the improper order. Ula inyan dina, what's the halacha l'maisa? Let's say you didn't change anything in the nusach ha-tfilah. Nusach ha-tfilah is identical, but you had in your mind the first time for tashlumin. So how do we go l'maisa? Ula inyan dina says the Mishnah Berurah, kasala prichodash va'primigodim she'ein lanu el adivrei ha-mechaber. We only have the words of the Shulchan Aruch v'chein hetek ha-derach ha-chayim l'halacha. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, we go to Shulchan Aruch that even if you just thought it, it will be a problem. Umikol makom tov yoser shebeish shechozer umispalel yasna. But we're not so convinced to go with the mechaber. So when you go and say the third Shmona Esrei, which is now going to be for the tashlumin, since some shita say you don't really have to do it, but we're going with the mechaber that you should do it, you should make a tnai. V'yomer, and you should say im eini mechuyev lispalel pam shenis. If I'm not required to daven a second time for tashlumin now, ani mispalel osa b'taras nedava, then I'm only davening this tefillah as an adava. So you should do it with the tonight, because even though we're holding like the mechaber, we're not 100% convinced that's the way to go. It's a machlokas, and therefore you cover all your bases by davening with a stipulation that maybe it's only going to be a adava. Sifkaton ches, the mechaber told us that if you switched around the order, you're not yotze. Bein shehipech b'mezer b'shogeg, whether you did it on purpose or by accident, it doesn't matter. You're not yotze. Vitzarech lachzor sifkaton tes, and you have to go back and daven the tashlumin shmona esrei again. So again, you did tashlumin, you did chiyuv, you have to go back and daven tashlumin again. So you end up with a wasted shmona esrei, and then a chiyuv shmona esrei for mincha, and then a tashlumin for shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ach im hispalel hashnia l'tashlumin. If you daven the second shmona esrei for tashlumin, which you're supposed to do, v'arishonu l'shem chova, you did everything right. The first one l'shem chiyuv for mincha, the second one for tashlumin for shachris, you did it right. V'toa b'shalchova, but here's a geshmak ashayla. But you made a mistake in your first shmona esrei. You daven the first one for the chiyuv of mincha, and then you did the makeup for shachris, but you realize at the end that you made a mistake in the first one esrei. V'tah b'shalchova v'lo omar ba'talumatar. You forgot to say Saint talumatar, but often the tzarech lachzor, and now you have to repeat the shmona esrei. So here's a great shaila. V'lo nizkar ze arachat tefillah shniya. You already daven your second shmona esrei for tashlumin, but you realize your first one esrei wasn't good because you forgot the Saint talumatar, so you have to repeat shmona esrei. Do you have to repeat the tashlumin again? So you did mincha and shachris, and then you realize my mincha was bad, so I have to daven mincha again. So do I have to daven mincha and shachris again? Or is it enough that I daven the shachris after the first mincha, which wasn't good, and I could just daven another mincha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu hachi ashniya also tashlumin. Even though you're repeating the shachris that you messed up, you're repeating the mincha that you messed up on, after the shachris that you did for tashlumin counts. You'll just daven afterwards the mincha that you messed up. The avshat tefillah chiyuv is betos haisa. And even though your tefillah b'chiyuv, your first one was by mistake, you made a mistake, you messed up. Lo amrinan commanded lo hispalo klal damyul inyan zeh. We do not say it as if you didn't daven at all when it comes to this. This is really, if you look at note 17, gets into a very geshmaka raid from the stipler. The stipler explains that l'chora, this is talui in the machlokas that we're going to see in a couple of days, that the Mishnah Berurah brings later on in Sifkaton Lamedal between the Ri and the Chachmei Provincia. Ha'im mi shehichzer askaras Rosh Chodesh nechshav kilo espalel. When one forgets to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and he's mechuyav to daven again, how do we view it? Do we view it that he didn't daven at all? Or he davened, he's just missing Yalav Yavo? So l'chora, this would be involved in that machlokas, because if you really daven, you just miss the same talumatar, of course the tashlumin should work. But if it's if you didn't daven at all, so then the tashlumin shouldn't work, because it has to be after an ikar tefillah. Ela shehosef, the stipler first says that maybe it's talumin that machlokas. But then the stipler says, sheyitochen shafilu im nechshav kilo espalel, could be even if it counts that you didn't daven. Mikomokom kevan sha'osak b'tfilosu achiyuvis. Since l'maisa you were being osik in a tefillah that you were chayivin. Avol pisha toba, even though you made a mistake in that shmona esrei, which requires you to daven again. Mikomokom atashlumin lobo pitom. The tashlumin didn't come on its own in a vacuum. El achar esek b'tfilah. After you being osik in a real tefillah that you needed, and therefore the stipler comes out that it's possible that according to all shitas it would be okay, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Mishum de mikomakom be'eshe hispal hashniya." Because l'maisa, at the time when you daven the second shmona esrei, the tashlumin hoyos man tefila, it was his man of tefila, because you had just davened a tefila that you were chayiv in. Happens to be, you made a mistake, so you will not be required to go and repeat the tashlumin shmona esrei as a fourth shmona esrei. You'll be good enough just repeating the chiyuv. V'chein kol keyotze bazeh, so to any other example, shehisbalel tefillah harishona l'chiyuva v'tobo, that you daven the first one esrei, the chiyuv that you were required to daven, and you made a mistake. Sheshachach ahosif, you forgot something, you added something, ba'ofin shetzarach lachzor l'spal oso, in a scenario that you have to repeat that Shemoneh Esrei again, no matter what, if you daven the Iker Shemoneh Esrei and you made a mistake, and then you daven the Tashlumen, even though you have to repeat the Iker Shemoneh Esrei, you will not have to repeat the Tashlumen. The Tashlumen was considered coming with Zman Tefillah because l'maisa you had a Chiyot Tefillah at that time. The cost of Amogen Giborim de Koze im Kivim Beferish Bashnia le Tashlumen. This is all true only if you thought explicitly that the second one should be for Tashlumen. Avalim lo Kivim, but if you didn't have that Kavana, Tov Yoser Shetala lo Hashnia l'shem Chova. Then it's better that the second Shemoneh Esrei should count as the Chiyuv. V'yispalel achar kach l'tashlumen d'bazeh yotzei l'chol adeyus. In other words, if you realize the mistake as you start davening the second one for tashlumen, you should really have in mind that it should be the Iker Chiyuv, and then you could just daven that as the Iker Chiyuv, making up for what you just messed up on, and then you'd go afterwards and daven the tefillah of tashlumen, and then you'd be yotzei according to everyone. Let me just announce the schedule for the next 2 days. Tomorrow is Tanis Esther. So we're going to have Wednesday Shir, which is tomorrow Shir, at 1 o'clock in this room, 1 to 1:30. Minchas at 1:30. And the second Shir for Thursday, we're going to have Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night in this room at 10:30. When they have the learning program for Purim at 10:30. So we'll have two Shirim tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, 1 o'clock and 10:30. I'll send out a text to Mirtz Hashem as a reminder.